You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the most interesting thing in tech from Nick Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine.
Hello and greetings from Stanford University, one of my favorite places in the world. Tonight I'm hosting an event between Yuval Noah Harari and Fei-Fei Li on the future of artificial intelligence. Most interesting thing in tech is another crisis at Google. This one stems from the mass employee walkout in November. And that walkout was organized because of concerns about the company's hiring practices, particularly involving gender, large payments made to top Google executives who had histories of sexual harassment, all kinds of different problems at the company that employees were calling attention to. Now, 6 months later, two of the organizers have said they were discriminated against. One says that she's been demoted, and another says that she's losing many of her key responsibilities. This is a really, really tricky situation. Now, we don't know the facts at all. We just have an email that the two employees have sent out. There's going to be a town hall in a couple of days, and Google has said that the employment decisions it has made are based on the merits. But there are at least three possible scenarios. One is that there really is discrimination against the people who led the protests. Google really is retaliating. That whether consciously or unconsciously, the managers of the protest organizers were frustrated or upset and therefore are demoting them. That is a serious problem if the evidence points to that as the conclusion. That would certainly go against Google's policies, against California's policies, and it would tie Google up in the courts for a long time and deservedly so. If somebody protests against your company, you should not retaliate against them. Another possibility is that Google is correct. These are just employment issues. Lots of people underperform. When they underperform, sometimes they're demoted. People can be high performers for some of their career and then low performers. It is entirely possible that the demotions were being done on the merits. We don't know. That is certainly the case that Google will make. Another possibility is that the protest organizers were focused on the protests and they didn't put as much work into their jobs. And it's possible then, again, that Google could take the position that they were underperforming. We don't know. This is going to be very, very sticky, though. And the reason it's the most interesting thing in tech is that it shows, once again, what's happening in Silicon Valley as some of the power shifts from top executives, who for many, many years were unquestioned, to the employees, who have lots of power right now, lots of influence over the executives. And in this particular case, Google's going to be fighting for a long time. All right, it's the most interesting thing in tech. Maybe I'll see you tonight. If not, I'll see you tomorrow.